Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric has a really, really horrific rash on his face today.
It's so bad, if you saw him, you'd cringe in terror and run away shrieking for your mommy.
But thanks to the magic of radio, you can't see him at all.
Isn't technology amazing?
And now, pizza face himself,
Eric Metaxas.
That is so childish, Todd. I can't believe he says stuff like that.
Yeah, but what's wrong with your face? What's...
Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Now, that's a good opening to say that we are going to take this radio program onto video shortly. Mm-hmm. It might not be right on January 1st, but it's going to be soon. And I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this program, you're going to be able to watch us. You're going to be able to see what we look like on that particular day.
Ooh.
And it's going to be... It's going to be crazy. We're going to be able to do visual gags, jokes. People are going to be able to see the slide whistle.
Oh, boy.
Right now,
it's
just a sound.
Yeah.
It's just a sound. You have to use your imagination to picture Albin using it. But you're going to be able to actually see it with your own eyes. So the reason I'm saying this is because we're launching something called Metaxas Super. If you want to do the premium level, we've made a decision. The podcasts are going to be free. People sent us emails. They said, we don't want you to charge for the podcast. It's not right. And we finally came to see that those of you who were complaining about this were correct.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed our policy. We're not going to charge for the podcast.
Yeah.
But we are going to offer this thing called Metaxas Super, and you're going to be able to sign up, and you're going to be able to watch us. And there's going to be other premium things that you can get.
Right.
Like, you know, cool extras. But it's not on the website yet. But it's very soon there's going to be a thing there, and you're going to have to act quickly. It's only between now and January 1st are you going to be able to sign up at the $2.99 rate.
Right.
That's $2.99 a month. If you don't do it before January 1st, it goes up to $5.99 a month.
Yes.
That's the real price, to be honest.
Right.
Okay?
It's still
but
a good
we're
price.
Offering
still
it
good.
For people who are longtime listeners who listen to the program. We're offering it now, also because we're hoping that you will share this with your friends.
Yeah, give it
as a Christmas present. It's less than $36 a year.
Yeah.
And it's a great Christmas present because it just introduces friends of yours to this whole world. Yeah. They may not know about it.
It's like a dime a day, if you think of it that way.
A thin dime.
A thin dime.
Have you ever seen a dime, folks? You know what a dime looks like. Look at a dime, turn it sideways. It's so thin, that is the price.
Yeah.
That and that alone. That thinness, it's
dime
an incredible thing. It's less than a millimeter wide, and you're not willing to pay that?
Oh, I think
you should be. I mean, a millimeter, is that too much to ask? So, folks, by the way, today's Monday on the program, so today's Miracle Monday, we're going to be talking to Rodney Hatt.
Yes.
Rodney Hatt is really Rodney Hart, but he grew up in Boston, so he says Rodney Hatt, and he is with Teen Challenge in Puerto Rico. I'll let him tell the story. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be with us in a few minutes for Miracle Monday, so, you know, buckle your seatbelts. But I do want to say, speaking of MetaxasTalk.com, which is our website, you're going to be able to go there to sign up for this Metaxas Super, this premium thing, $2.99 a month, but it's not there yet. And we're going to tell you when it's on there, so keep your eyes peeled. But right now, if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, as you know, every December we do a campaign to help someone who needs our help. We are doing a campaign with CSI, that's Christian Solidarity International. They are one of these amazing organizations that we've worked with before. They help persecuted Christians in the Middle East. I got to tell you, folks, they're a great organization. And we're really between now and Christmas, because it ends at Christmas. We're doing an ask, and we're asking those of you who are involved with this program, who've been listening to us, to do what you can. Now, doesn't matter what you can do. You do whatever you think is right. We're hoping everybody would participate, even if you could just give $10 or $20 or whatever it is that you can give. And, you know, you can do the thing with your kids and everybody can pitch in and you give what you can. They're asking for folks who can to give $156. The reason for that is it provides a package of much needed aid to those who are in dire need in the Middle East. These are victims of violent jihad. Hard to believe. Sometimes I can't get my head around it, but there are people dealing with horrible problems. So the aid for Middle East victims of violent jihad, it would include blankets, a mattress, coats, a package of food, large packages of a lot of food, family-sized hygiene kit, a heater. Folks, you realize what we're talking about here. This is basic stuff. These are people who cannot afford basic necessities. And so Christian Solidarity International for years has been helping. And we want you to please do what you can. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. And I think we're going to give out a phone number. I don't see it in front of me now, but it's probably on the website. Is that the number there?
Yep, okay. That's the number.
All right. If you prefer to do it via phone, you can do it right now when we go to the break. I hope you do, folks. It just gives something, really, whatever you can. If this show has meant anything to you, we want to help these people. And we choose them because, you know, there's so many organizations that are worthy. But we try to go with somebody who's really doing great work. And we know they are for something that is, it's vital. So the phone number, if you have a pen, if you don't have a pen, the phone number is still the same. It's 1-800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909.
Now, we give out hats for those who put in the $156. You'll get an Eric Metaxas official show hat. It's not available for any price.
You
can't even buy it.
To get these hats. You can buy mugs.
Yes.
By the way, that's another fun Christmas gift. Get a mug, get a t-shirt. But you can't get hats.
No.
These hats have been embargoed. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can get your hands on this hat.
Right.
Unless you rob someone who has the hat. You literally steal.
Or give to CSI.
Or, if you don't want to go to jail, I'm just saying, I would give to CSI.
Mm-hmm.
If you give $156 to CSI, you will avoid jail time and possible fines. So it really ends up being a win-win.
Yes.
You go to MetaxasTalk.com. You click on the banner that says CSI, and you give what you can. For $156, you will be able to avoid jail time. And I just want to say, I think it's a wise investment. Right. Nobody wants to go to jail, especially at Christmas.
At $250, you get two hats. At $500, you get two hats and a signed book of Eric Metaxas.
Well, you do.
So we're giving them away. So get there and donate.
We're doing what we can.
And get something back.
We're doing what we can. One thing we can do too, Albin, is we can give people signed book plates, even if they give less. If we get your address or something, we'll try to work this out because it's easy for us to mail them, and then you can give away signed books for Christmas because it's hard to unless you're traveling to wherever I am. By the way, folks. Holy cow. This weekend,
yes,
I'm going to be preaching at Times Square Church at the 3:00 service, and I'm going to be signing Luther books after the service. That's this Sunday, December 10th. December 11th, Monday, not Tuesday, because they put it on the bulletin wrong. December 11th, Monday, this next Monday, not today, a week from today, I'm speaking at Central Presbyterian Church here in New York on Luther. We're having a book signing.
Wow.
So if you're in New York area, you can do this, okay? Then I fly to Arkansas. So you can see me in Arkansas. I'm going to be in Arkansas. After Arkansas, I fly to Atlanta. I'm speaking. This is all on my website, ericmetaxas.com, where it says speaking. My schedule's there, all the details. I'm speaking in Atlanta, south of Atlanta. I can't remember the details. Then I fly to Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to be the Billy Graham Library. Then I fly to Buffalo. Buffalo, man. If there's snow, the people show up in Buffalo. And then after that, I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina, which is just one of my favorite cities in the world. I'm going to be with my friends, the Scurries, with my friend Mairead Sullivan and her husband, Jim. These are dear friends, and I'm going to be with them. I'm going to be speaking at St. Michael's Church. So I'm going to be all over the place. But if I'm not in one of these places where you can get a signed book— if you give to CSI, we're going to try to we'll try to work this out so that you can get a signed book plate. All right. We're out of time. When we come back, we're talking to the extraordinary Rodney Hott. He is something, folks. Do not miss it. Don't forget, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give at CSI, please. Thank you. Very superstitious. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, Little River Band, to get you going. I got to tell you, whenever I have this guest in right now, I get excited. You can already hear it in my voice. Rodney Hott is the president of Teen Challenge in Puerto Rico. He comes to Puerto Rico. He comes to New York by way of Puerto Rico and by way of Dorchester, Boston. Rodney Hott, welcome to the program.
What a blessing to be back with you.
You just put a smile on my face, and that is, you know what? That's the best thing there is. We don't even have to talk, and I'm already happy and smiling. But you, Rodney Hott, you've been on this program before, and before we get too crazy, I want people to be clear on what a lot of people don't even know what Teen Challenge is. And so you and I, our connection is through Times Square Church, yes. David Wilkerson, yes. Don Wilkerson.
Yes.
I was going to say Todd Wilkerson, who's the son of Don Wilkerson and the nephew of David Wilkerson, but we can't mention him on this program for legal
reasons. Definitely
not. But so you, Rodney Hott, are now the president of Teen Challenge. So people who don't know what Teen Challenge is and didn't know that it was in Puerto Rico, it's all around the world. But what is Teen Challenge?
Teen Challenge was started by the pastor David Wilkerson back in 1958.
Right.
He had the insane notion to stop. Actually, God spoke to him to stop watching TV, watching Johnny Carson.
That was like 1956. No, it wasn't Johnny Carson. Carson was not on the air in 56.
No, he was 58.
Was it 58?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Lying by whole
No. I'm not. You know why? I'm a stickler for dates.
Yeah.
When I read The Cross and the Switchblade, The Cross and the Switchblade came out like in 59, and it was describing events in 56, 57, 58. I mean, all I know is he stops watching TV and he prays, and that leads him eventually
on
to come to New York.
On the 19th day after starting that prayer.
Oh, you see, you know this. Okay.
Yeah,
well, look, you might be right, but I don't think Carson was on the air, but he might have been. He might have been on the air only in the New York market. But by the way, who cares? Forgive me. Forgive me. But the point is that he was a country pastor in the coal country of West South Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And he starts praying, and God speaks to him about going to New York to work with gangs. And when we say gangs, it's not fake gangs.
We're not talking,
this is murderous gangs. Nicky Cruz was a bloodthirsty, murdering thug.
That's right.
And
that's
as a result of Jesus, he's preaching the gospel of Jesus around the world today. But those are our spiritual roots, is this man named David Wilkerson.
Yeah.
So go ahead. You said he was the one who founded Teen Challenge because he had this crazy idea that Jesus could intervene in addiction.
Exactly. And he had the thought in prayer and how those prayer thoughts that are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
So this wasn't just a thought. This was a God thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. God spoke to his mind.
He looked at that picture in the Life magazine. It was a double page spread. The Michael Farmer murder case was equivalent to the O.J. Simpson.
Okay, so to be clear, he's praying, and he opens up Life magazine, and this is whatever it was, 57, 58, whatever it was. He looks in there, and he sees there's a murder trial,
sketch.
And God tells him,
go help those boys.
Go help those boys.
Those words, go help those boys. And from that, He went to his church. He went to others, and everybody said he was nuts. You know, he says, you don't, you know, that wasn't, you had too much pizza last night, didn't
you? Yeah, yeah.
But you know him. And he came, and actually, he was very embarrassed, you know, in the courtroom. So the story was that he went in the courtroom boldly, like he was, 28. He has his Bible in his hand. The judge was all upset. Everybody was tense because there was threatening, there were death threats on the judge. So when this guy comes in, the bailiff comes, the whole commotion, they take him outside, and a reporter out there says, hey, what's that in your hand? He says, it's my Bible. He says, what, are you embarrassed of it? He goes, no. He goes, hold that up. And so he holds it up, and then the next day, you know, the Bible waving, thumping, you know, country bumping.
Yeah, the press kind of took advantage of him.
It was very embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to figure out sometimes when the Lord gives you those words, you know.
Well, it is interesting because we're human beings and you do your best. But he was a kid. I mean, when you think about it, he was a country preacher. He was not used to New York City.
No.
And he gets thrown into the sports. But just so people understand, so
out of that comes
a ministry.
A ministry, the miracle of the story of the conversion of David. Of Nikki Cruz, who was Puerto Rican in New York City.
Yeah.
So that legacy in the very beginning was really powerful. Brother Dave was doing many speaking across the country, but in the 70s, he opened a school in Texas, and that's where they picked 24 guys, 24 girls to be able to go there and study. They felt called to help other people on the streets and working with addiction.
Okay, so was that when Teen Challenge was founded?
Yeah, that was when it was founded, the story, and then...
But I just want to be clear if people are still not tracking that Teen Challenge is a ministry which came out of David Wilkerson's ministry.
Yes.
To help addicts. And you are the president of Teen Challenge down in Puerto Rico.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Which we just had a couple of Category 5 hurricanes visit us.
A couple of Category. Now, in history, you don't hear about a couple of Category 5s.
It was 90 years before the last one, but not about two within 16 days. Yeah.
Okay, so you are living on an island that's been devastated, but the news does not cover this because we've got other news to titillate us.
Absolutely,
and so,
yeah.
So what is life like down in Puerto Rico right now?
80% of the people still don't have power.
What?
Yes,
80%?
No, 80%, yeah. This was apocalyptic. This was apocalyptic in the sense that its infrastructure was already... You know, fatigue,
shaky,
beyond, and so it was decimated. So it's not going to be back anytime soon. Teen Challenge, we're fortunate that we're on the electric line of a hospital. But even we get it intermittently now. I mean, it's ridiculous. It costs us about $700 a day to keep the generators running on diesel.
Wow.
So the destruction of the storm to Teen Challenge and the facilities and everything. Was unbelievable. The roofs were ripped off the buildings. One of our campuses had a river coming right through it. I got pictures. It was unbelievable.
And that was not intentionally?
No. That wasn't an intentional one. But it's in the midst of a storm because one of these things that brought me to a place of like, you know, there was a lot of challenges down there to be able to overcome. This was a center that had, it's 50 years old, but it had gone kind of drifted and was dependent upon a government sources of income.
This is Teen Challenge Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you been with Teen Challenge Puerto Rico?
I've been down there for 2 years.
Oh, so you're pretty new to
down there, yeah. But of course, you know, I've been with Teen Challenge for 42 years.
Are
now,
you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that long.
Right.
Last time you were on the program, you told the story of coming to faith.
Exactly.
What a story. Yeah. Anybody wants to hear that, they can go back. You go to MetaxasTalk.com and look up Rodney Hart or Rodney Hart. Rodney Hart or Rodney Hart. And your story of coming to faith is just nuts. It's one of those stories, miracle stories. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was amazing. How old were you? You were a kid.
I was 18. Yeah, I was 18. But 18 hardcore delinquent. I didn't believe anything could happen for me and that I was way too far gone. Or much less when I dropped at the doors of Teen Challenge that I could become a choir boy.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big to be rehabilitated would have been a big step.
Right.
Choir boy, no.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right.
That wasn't going to work.
Yeah, your life was dramatically changed. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember the details, but were you...
I was committed in a state mental hospital when I was 18 years old, and I was psychotic. I was with violent background. So I was, you know, when I was, they would put on Thorazine. I mean, the heaviest things, you know, really bad off.
Thorazine. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, the thing that I always say, you hear people say this, but the biggest proof of God is a dramatically changed life. That is the most outrageous thing. When you see somebody go from where you were at 18, a maniac, violent, and committed to a psychiatric hospital, and then now you're sitting here, your life, nobody would dream that you would be running an organization that for 40 years you would be clean and sober and all this stuff. It's amazing.
Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or even imagine. That is so powerful. And I can imagine Paul as a killer of Christians, you know, that had to continue to come back. Wow, what a change. For me, it was a chapel service with blacks, whites, and Puerto Ricans in the same place. Bad dudes, man. And when they start singing, you can feel something in the room. I mean, I'm feeling something, and I'm seeing something. And the Holy Spirit said to me, this is only God can do this.
We're going to go to a break here. I love this. I'm talking to Rodney Hart with Teen Challenge Puerto Rico. We'll be right back.
By the dawn's early light,
on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunity, TV breaks and movies rang true.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And I know that there are people who listen to this program for the music. I'm sitting here with Rodney Hart, and you are the president of Teen Challenge in Puerto Rico, ministering to addicts, doing God's work, changing lives as your life was changed. So since I got you here, we can't listen to the music too long because, honestly, I want to talk to you. But you were just sharing.
I love listening to the music.
Isn't it great? I mean, music makes me happy, so it's one of the reasons. I usually bumper music. They just kind of, they're in and out. But I always let it go a little bit because it
you have the best.
It cheers me up.
Yeah,
but you, all right, so you you grew up in the Boston area. I don't remember what part of Boston did I?
And I grew up in West Newton.
West Newton. Yeah, so you weren't in Dorchester.
Right. Well, although, I lived in Dorchester.
Oh, you did.
I was born in West Newton. I grew up there.
Okay.
But I would have been better off if I had been in the projects in South Boston.
Right?
Because we were a poor family. My father drove a cab on the weekends. He drove an Nabisco truck during the week. But and our house was like built in 1880 or something. So we were the poorest family in the neighborhood, and that, I think, had an effect on me.
Okay, because West Newton, there's money there,
But I wasn't in my family.
Not in your family.
But I looked at everything else. I said, well, I'm going to find a way to get mine. So I just decided to steal, and it was more fun anyway.
Yeah.
So.
and then something happened. Well, you were just describing what it was like when you were 18 years old, and somehow you end up at Teen Challenge. Now, where
the
was that again?
Brockton, Massachusetts, was 25 miles south of Boston.
But I didn't know that Teen Challenge had a facility in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brockton, Massachusetts.
Thank God. 13, you wouldn't be here 15, if they hadn't,
that's
probably.
That's right. 1315 Main Street, Brockton, Mass.
Brockton, Mass.
Yeah.
And so your life was...
It was when I saw what people were saying, just was like kind of religion didn't really get my attention too much. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't think anything about it. But when I saw that... it was so powerful that it was beyond this world to me. I mean, it was the perfect thing that God had to show this kid, my head, What he could do in a miracle in a shape, and with those guys hugging, and you could feel the
There's
joy.
So many people that are Christians. They take God seriously, but they've never seen the miraculous.
Right. Yeah.
They don't walk in that stuff.
Yeah.
And when you go to Times Square Church, when you come out of the spiritual stream that David Wilkerson comes out of, which really he comes out of the holiness background.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's hardcore. And you expect to see changed lives. You expect to see God manifest himself. And you're used to it. And so when I bumped into people that don't walk in that stuff, I was thinking, holy cow, why would you even be a Christian if you don't see this stuff? Because it's so dry. So for a lot of people, religion is very dry. Even Christianity is very dry.
Right.
And they don't see the life and the joy. I mean, Times Square Church, you know, giving the local example here in New York City.
Exactly.
There's life. Yeah. There's joy.
Well, that's why, I mean, I've been with the Ministry of Teen Challenge for 42 years. I got to go back. David Wilkerson actually sponsored me to go back to Boston in the inner city in the 80s to begin the ministry in there.
Yeah.
And we were raised up. I mean, when David Wilkerson prayed on a street meeting down here, and my wife and I lived in Manhattan. We went down to the Lower East Side all summer long, summer 1980, where they were selling heroin like crazy, right in between Avenue D and A Street.
Right.
And unbelievable atmosphere. But after we went worked there all summer long, we set up right in a vacant lot, right on that corner, with David Wilkerson coming to preach. Second chapter of Acts, played the music, if you can believe it or not. Yeah. And when Brother Dave got up to preach, he just prayed. And the whole atmosphere in the area changed. It was the most phenomenal thing. And when he gave an altar call, it was like he could speak in 10 minutes, go right into your heart, and just pull. When he pulled an altar call, it was like people come down out of the buildings, out of the windows. It was the most fascinating thing to see, the power of God in that way manifest.
I mean, what I love, and it's one of the things I love about Times Square Church, is the New Yorkness of it. In other words, you kind of picture this happening other places, but not New York. You're talking about alphabet soup. You're talking about Avenue C, D, where it was the center of the heroin universe.
You better believe it.
I mean, I remember being down there in 83.
Yeah.
I was not a Christian, but you were hearing that, like, this is just absolutely
heroin sales at the windows of the cars.
Okay. And this is another universe. This is the old New York,
absolutely,
which was like nasty.
Yeah.
Before Giuliani, before Times Square Church, before all this stuff.
I would have voted for Giuliani because I was here then.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be cars on the highway, you know, on the Cross Bronx Expressway. They'd like get eaten up like skeletons.
It is.
Right? It was crazy back then.
Oh, no,
right?
No. It is. So it's amazing to me that David Wilkerson would go right into that area.
Yeah.
In fact, I have been to some of these street meetings.
Yeah.
I did in 1990. The summer of 90, when I first encountered Times Square Church, we had a bunch of these crusades, and we'd go and invite people and give out tracts and all that stuff. And so I've experienced this, but there are a lot of people who haven't experienced this stuff.
Right.
This is like hardcore ministry, and it's beautiful. It's we're going to go to a break here. We're talking to Rodney Hart, president of Teen Challenge in Puerto Rico. We're going to be right back. Stick around.
When I saw you standing there, I about fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time. What you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried. I see the one in your blue eyes.
Baby, I love you. Want me. Hey there, folks. folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are having fun. I'm talking to Rodney Hart, not to be confused with Rodney Hart. Actually, no, it's the same guy. Rodney Hart, Rodney Hart. You are the president of Teen Challenge Puerto Rico. What you were sharing before, there's so much. What has happened in Puerto Rico, my listeners need to understand that, you know, the news, in some ways, it's all fake news because they choose to cover what they choose to cover. If it weren't for the insanity on every other front, we would be looking at pictures of Puerto Rico day in and day out. Because
right.
You're telling me two Category 5 storms mm-hmm. have hit there. That's historic.
And 2 months later, no electricity, no running water.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, folks, try to imagine just living for 10 days without electricity. What happens? What does your life look like? And then it goes on and on and on and on. It's been 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the whole island. And nobody's talking about this. It's not on the news. The president doesn't mention it. I mean, there's a million other crazy things going on. So I wanted to talk to you about it because you're living there.
Absolutely. And we need your help, Eric. We really do. We need to. We're going to have we have a campaign to raise about $2.5-3 million. We haven't put all the numbers together yet. It was catastrophic in the way that it was two things, with the storm, but then also we were cut by the government. In the middle of the two hurricanes, I was cut $520,000 out of our budget.
You mean because the government suddenly is out of money, and they used to give you money?
Well, no.
That's the government of Puerto Rico?
We have a paid contract, but they cut our contract. So now, you know, they eliminated it.
Okay, so you've got real problems.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's going to launch. We're going to have a fundraiser. We're going to have a partnership in HOPE, and everybody can participate. We need to get participation at every level, and with help like yours going across the nation.
If somebody wanted to give now, where do they go?
They can go this afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's launching.
Yeah.
So at 4 o'clock today, from the Global Teen Challenge site.
Right.
We'll launch a campaign, but it will.
So, what is the website?
The website is globalteenchallengetc.org. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
Global Teen Challenge.
Right.
So what is the website? GlobalTC?
GlobalTC.org.
Oh, GlobalTC.org. So to be clear, Teen Challenge is all around the world.
That's right.
But right now we're talking about Puerto Rico.
And
GlobalTC.org.
Correct.
Because I know there have to be people who God will put it on their heart to step up.
Yes,
because
yes.
this is so amazing. I mean, I've got so many friends, Puerto Rican friends, and I'm thinking, I just don't, you know,
it
you
was
can't
overwhelming.
Comprehend this stuff.
It was overwhelming because we were already up against the wall trying to, you know, make our budget and make it. So with this, it was kind of like a, Lord, did you really call me here?
Yeah.
I was having my John the Baptist moment, you know. I'm like, you know, I need a sign that this is you or what.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that God has done it. And in the course of even 6 weeks, my prayer was, you know, for this thing to work, we'd need to get $1 million before the end of the year. Eric, we're at 750,000 already.
All right. So we're... Something's
but we got 250 to go.
Yeah.
But it's been a miracle. I mean, it's going to be a 2-year project anyway for us to build. But we believe this is going to bring revival of Teen Challenge and on the island.
See, this is the thing. We've got to understand, what does the Word of God promise? It says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to His purposes. So when these things happen, you know, nobody's happy that this happened. Yeah. But you say, okay, Lord, this is an opportunity for us to see you do something.
Absolutely.
We're going to trust you.
Yeah.
You have a plan. There are probably people who will find faith and hope as a result of this disaster.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
Teen Challenge is there on the ground. I want to say again, the website is globaltc.org. So
the
Teen
gospel
Challenge
can shine so bright. And I think the Teen Challenge in particular, I think that the heroin addiction, the opiate problem, is the window for us to go into the 1040 window for evangelism. Heroin addiction.
Around the world.
Around the world. No, I'm talking around the world. But here in America especially, because when the Ministry of Teen Challenge is really operating in the power of the Spirit, people see it and they can't believe it. I just came from a meeting from a foundation of a man I'd love to tell you about another time. Thomas Flatley came to America at 18 years old with $32 in his pocket.
From where?
From Ireland.
When?
And, well, he died a few years back. What year was it?
No, I'm saying
in the 50s.
About,
yeah, in the
oh,
50s.
Oh, so in the 50s.
No,
yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
When I met him, he was 73 years old.
Yeah.
And he had built a 24 million square foot commercial real estate portfolio in his lifetime. He was worth $1.5 billion, Eric. And I've never met a man more like Christ in my life. He was an unbelievable daily communicant of the Catholic Church. He bowed his knees to the Lordship of Christ every day. And he used to, the last time he gave me a gift, it was $1.5 million. And he says, Reverend, would you terribly mind if I give it to you in two payments? Can you imagine that?
No.
I was on the floor, but this man was amazing, Eric. The money was besides, the money meant, I mean, I meant I was yeah. very grateful.
Yeah.
I had never been in that type of thing, but his life of humility, having everything like that, I said, wow. I said, you have a bigger miracle than all these drug addicts I've shown you. He loved C&T Challenge because of the faith in action.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you see, now I want to
yeah.
say, somebody used the term ecumenism of the trenches. When you see God at work, people who are serious Catholic Christians who bow the knee to Jesus mm-hmm. link arms with people who are Pentecostals or evangelicals
yeah. Yeah.
or whatever. And the division goes away because you see God yeah. in action. It's amazing. We're going to go to a break here. We're going to come back a few more minutes with the president of Teen Challenge. This is amazing, Rodney Hart. Folks, stick around. Actually, I think it's extremely unusual, and you should be very grateful if somebody loves you. But we don't have time for that, because I'm talking to Rodney Hart, alias Rodney Hat, from the Boston area. And we are talking about Teen Challenge Puerto Rico. And the difference, again, this is David Wilkerson, Times Square Church, Teen Challenge, World Challenge. When you're talking about that stuff, you're talking about people who have seen the miraculous.
Yeah.
And so this is
yeah.
not some like health, this is not some self-help program with Jesus
oh, no.
overlaid, a patina
yeah.
of Jesus. Jesus is
oh,
in the
no.
middle of it.
Every bit of it,
and
yeah.
so you've seen yeah. God at work in people's mm-hmm. lives in a way mm-hmm. that when you see it, you don't even, it's impossible to question God. It's like, would I question the existence of Rodney Hart? Like,
yeah,
I'd be like,
yeah.
what, you want to play head games? He was just
right.
here, and I talked to him,
right.
and, you know.
It's well, for instance, the experience I had in South America. I was there 10 years, and I just went with my broken Spanish, but I went in. Holy Spirit told me to go to the prison, in the prison. And I went in there. It was unbelievable. Nothing like you can imagine in America, okay? This is the most filthy, funky place you've ever seen. Nobody, there's no cafeteria. Nobody cleans anything anywhere, okay? It's just a hole.
It's a hellhole. It's
hellhole,
a dungeon.
Yeah. And within the hellhole, there's the hellhole, and it's called the calabozo. And that's where they put the guys that get in trouble inside the prison all the time, right? And you could tell the addicts in the prison because all they had left were a pair of shorts. Had no shoes, no T-shirt. They had shorts, no anything. The prisons there don't even have their own cells. They'll be out in the yards with like homeless people. It's crazy, Eric. Crazy. Luis Morales, okay? I used to go in, and I used to go past the calabozo always to say hi to the guys that were in there. Luis was in there, and the most, yeah, so bitter, evil. He had been in a police shootout. He was angry. He was bitter. Curse God. I don't want anything to do with him. One day, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something happens, and I'd been telling him about Jesus, and he said, I don't want to hear it. And I said, well, you just pray this prayer. Say, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. I said, will you do that? He says, yeah, I'll do it. I said, well, will you mean it when you say it? He says, yeah. I said, okay. I'll see you tomorrow when I come back. When I went back the next day, Eric, he was up in the cell, like, waiting for me to get there. You can't believe what happened. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, he says, when you left, you know, I said that prayer, and then I had the Bible, and I just went to the Bible, and something, you know, I opened it, and it was in the Gospel of John. And I read, and it just, something happened. He says, I felt something. He says, what is it about this book? He says, I felt like there was something in the room with me. I said, that was the God, the Holy Spirit. He's here with us right now. He says, I know. Today, he's a chaplain.
Ah,
in the prison. He's Louis Morelli. He's the chaplain full time.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I can tell, God, there's so many others.
Rodney, I want to say, there are people who haven't experienced this. And I want to say, folks, if you haven't experienced it, at least believe that others have experienced it. God does not give us these gifts all the time. I mean, I would encourage people to pray, ask God to reveal himself to you, read the Bible, be open to it. But if for some reason it doesn't happen, look, God is not a candy machine. Mm-hmm. You don't put in a quarter and you get out what you want.
That's right.
I pray all the time. I hear nothing. I mean, you can't, you know. But when you hear these stories, you know God is alive. He's working. Rodney Hart, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do. I want to send people to globaltc.org, globaltc.org. These folks really need our help. Rodney, God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much for having
me
again.
My joy.
All right.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.